चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। सो टुडे वी विल बी डिस्कसिंग दिस वर्स फ्रॉम 10th कैंटो। Chapter 82, Krishna meets inhabitants of Vrindavan. Text number 48. Ahushchate nalina nabha padar vindam Yogaishwarai hrudi vichintya magad bodhai संसार कूपं पतितोत्तरणावलम्बम् गेहं जुषामपि मनस्युदयात् सदा नः आहुष्यते नलिननाभपदारविन्दम् योगेश्वरैरुति विचिन्त्य मगाधबोधैः संसारकूपपतितोत्तरणावलम्बम् गेहं जुषामपि मनस्युदयात् सदा नः आहुष्यते नलिननाभपदारविन्दम् योगैश्वरैर्हृदि विचिन्त्य मगाधबोधैः संसारकूपपतितोत्तरणावलम्बम् गेहं जुषामपि मनस्युदयात् सदा नः आहुष्यते नलिननाभपदारविन्दम् योगैश्वरैर्हृदि विचिन्त्य मगाधबोधैः संसारकूपपतितोत्तरणावलम्बम् एहं जुषामपि मनस्युदयात् सदा नः आहुष्यते नलिननाभपदारविन्दम् योगैश्वरैरुदि विचिन्त्य मगाधबोधैः संसारकूपपतितोत्तरणावलम्बम् गेहं जुषामपि मनस्युदयात् सदा नः आहुष्यते नलिननाभपदारविन्दम् योगैश्वरैर्हृदि विचिन्त्य मगाधबोधैः संसारकूपपतितोत्तरणावलम्बम् एहं जुषामपि मनस्युदयात् सदा नः। आहुष्यते नलिननाभपदारविन्दम् योगैश्वरैर्हृदि विचिन्त्य मगाधबोधैः संसारकूपपतितोत्तरणावलम्बम् गेहं जुषामपि मनस्युदयात् सदा नः आहुः। The gopis said, cha, and, te, your, nalina nabha, O Lord, whose navel is just like a lotus flower, padaravindam, lotus feet, yogaishwaraihi, by the mystic, great mystic yogis. Rudi, within the heart. Vichintyam, to be meditated upon. Agadha bodhaihi, who were highly learned philosophers. Sansara kupa, the dark well of material existence. Patita, of those fallen. Uttarana, of deliverers. Avalambam, the only shelter. Geham, family affairs. Jusham, of those engaged. Api, though. Manasi, in the minds. Udiyat, let be awakened. Sada, always. Naha, our. Translation and purport by Prabhupada and his disciples. Translation. Srila Prabhupada ki. The gopi spoke thus. Dear Lord, whose navel is just like a lotus flower, your lotus feet are the only shelter for those who have fallen into the deep well of material existence. Your feet are worshipped and meditated upon by great mystic yogis and highly learned philosophers. We wish that these lotus feet may also be awakened within our hearts. Although we are only ordinary persons engaged in household affairs. Purport. The translation and word meanings of this verse are taken from Srila Prabhupada's English rendering of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 1.81, where this verse is quoted, revealing the jealous mood in which the gopi spoke this deceptively reverential words. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives their statements as follows. O Supreme Lord, O Direct Manifest Super Soul, O Crest Jewel of Instructors in Definitive Knowledge, you were aware of our excessive attachment to home, property and family. Therefore, you previously had Uddhava instruct us in knowledge that dispels ignorance. These are deceptive words. And now, like it involves Jai Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Bhagwan ki, Jai Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. There is a sarcastic touch to this. Oh, you super soul, you gave us definitive knowledge. You are aware of our excessive attachment to our home, family and property. Therefore, you sent Uddhava to instruct us in the knowledge that dispels ignorance. And now you have done so yourself. In this way, you have purified our hearts of contamination. And as a result, we understand your pure love for us, free from any motivation other than assuring our liberation. But we are only unintelligent cowherd women. How can this knowledge remain fixed in our hearts? We cannot even meditate steadily on your feet, the focus of the realization of great souls like Brahma. Please be merciful to us and somehow make it possible for us to concentrate on you, even a little. We are still suffering the reactions of our own fruitive work. So how can we meditate on you, the goal of great yogis? Such yogis are immeasurably wise, but we are mere feeble-minded women. Please do something to get us out of this deep well of material life. Pure devotees are never motivated. Now the purport ends. Now the commentary is continuing. Pure devotees are never motivated by a desire for material elevation or spiritual liberation. And even if the Lord offers them such benedictions, the devotees often refuse to accept them. As stated by Krishna in 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 11:20-34, Na kinchit sadhavo dhira bhakta hi ekantiko mama vanchantyapi maya dattam kaivalyam apunar bhavam. Because my devotees possess saintly behavior and deep intelligence, they completely dedicate themselves to me and do not desire anything besides me. Indeed, even if I offer them liberation from birth and death, they do not accept it. It is quite appropriate, therefore, that the gopis respond with a trace of jealous anger to Lord Krishna's attempt at teaching them Jnana Yoga. Thus, according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the words gopis speak in this verse may be interpreted as follows. O sun, who directly destroys the darkness of ignorance, we are scorched by the sun rays of this philosophical knowledge. We are chakor birds who can subsist only on moonlight radiating from your beautiful face. Please come back to Vrindavan with us, and in this way, bring us back to life. And if he says, oh, then come to Dwarka, there we will enjoy together. They reply that Sri Vrindavan is their home, and they are too attached to it for them to take up residence anywhere else. Only there, the gopis imply, can Krishna attract them by wearing peacock feathers in his turban and playing enchanting music with his flute. Only by his appearing again in Vrindavan can gopis be saved, not by any other kind of meditation on him or theoretical knowledge of the self. So this is happens to be the last line of the last verse of 82nd chapter, where gopis come to see Krishna in Vrindavan, at Kurukshetra, I'm sorry, from Vrindavan. So I thought we'll discuss this very beautiful topic, and I happened to read something from Laghu Bhagavatamrita, and which clarified many of my doubts regarding Krishna leaving Vrindavan. So I would like to share this. First of all, I would like to start with discussing that actually every single one of us, Prabhupada mentions, that has dormant love of God in our heart. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabune Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Karaya Udaya. So it's already there, and by the process of hearing and chanting we can awaken that love for Krishna. And if you read the purport of Srila Prabhupada to that verse, which starts with what is that? Ya Ahave Krishna Mukharavindam. How does it start? Tathaiva Chanya Naraloka Veera Ya Ahave Krishna Mukharavindam Naitrei Pibanto Nayanabhiramam Parthasarputa Padamapurasya. So in that, Prabhupada makes a very beautiful comment. He says that, he says, makes this same point here, that love of Godhead is dormant in everyone's heart. And these soldiers who saw Krishna on the battlefield while they were fighting in the opposing party, but they were not unfavorable to Krishna. It is mentioned not that everybody who joined Kaurava's party was unfavorable to Pandavas or Krishna. They joined for various reasons. Maybe family ties or whatever political reasons, but they did not have a specific negative disposition towards Krishna or Pandavas. So, but they joined just to as a political move. So these people who were neither favorable nor unfavorable, they became attracted to Krishna's face, and they developed some kind of love for him, Prabhupada says. So why? Because they got purified, being pierced by Partha is Arjuna's, so devotee's arrow interfered in their life. Devotee interfered in their life. And after that, they got what the devotees had, like, you know, that is Krishna. And it is mentioned, Padamapurasya, Prabhupada mentions, they all went to Vaikuntha. And then he mentions, but Shishupal did not have this fortune, although he was also killed by Krishna. Why? Because he was having hatred towards Krishna. So that love was not awakened in his heart. But because Krishna is, one of the qualities of Krishna is Hatari Gati Dayakatmam. So Lord Vishnu has 60 qualities, 5 more qualities than Lord Shiva. What are those 5 extra qualities which Vishnu has above Lord Shiva? Lord Shiva has 5 qualities more than Jiva. Jiva has different qualities like being leader, being compassionate, and so on. There are 50 qualities in minute degree. they are present, those 50 qualities are present in more degrees in Brahmaji, and even more degree in Shivaji, and even higher degree in Vishnu, and even highest degree, the most, the extent, the ultimate extent, limit, in Krishna. And then 5 more qualities are present in Lord Shiva. Satchidananda Sandaranga. His body is always fresh. Nitya Nutana. Sarvajna. He knows everything. Sarva Siddhi Nishevita. He is served by all different mystic powers. Like that. And he never forgets his own position. So these are 5 qualities of Lord Shiva. What are Vishnu's 5 qualities which Lord Shiva doesn't have? So they are like Koti Brahmanda Vigra. Avataravali Bija Koti Brahmanda Vigra. So Vishnu is the cause of all different incarnations on earth or any planet. And Avatara Avali Bijaha. He is a seed or root of all different incarnations. Koti Brahmanda Vigraha. All different thousands, millions of universes come out from his body. It's so amazing, right? You know, millions of universes. This one universe is how many? 4 lakh yojanas diameter. 100 million. 500 million. Panchashata. So that many 500 million yojanas. That big it is. And this is the smallest of universe. They say there are bigger universes, and they all come from Vishnu's body. Avichintya Mahashakti. He has unlimited power. And Atma Rama Ganakarshi. Hatari Gati Dayaka. The point we are discussing. Hatari Gati Dayaka. He gives Gati, higher Gati, to those demons or enemies that are killed. Lord Vishnu has this special attribute that he can give higher Gati, Sad Gati. And last one is Atma Rama Ganakarshi. Even those who are taking pleasure in self-realization, Vishnu Tattva can attract their attention also. One quality here is Hatari Gati Dayakat. Hatari, Hata Ari Gati Dayaka. Hata means skilled, Ari means enemy, Gati means Sadgati, higher destination, Dayaka means giver. So Vishnu can give elevation to Swarga, to those demons who are killed. This is mentioned by Jiva Goswami. But Krishna can give them liberation. Other incarnations can give Sadgati. After that I was also surprised hearing that. So if we see actually other Vishnu Tattvas, they send their associates back home, back to Godhead, the devotees back home, back to Godhead, but to the demons that they have killed, they give them only Swarga or maybe Brahmalok. But Krishna can give them liberation or even higher than that. To Putana he gave Dhatri Uchitam position. So that is Krishna. But even in approaching Krishna, if somebody has unfavorable mood, still he gives them liberation. And if one doesn't have unfavorable mood, then he gives them Vaikuntha. And if one has favorable mood, he gives them Golok Vrindavan. So Prabhupada mentions every single one of us have a dormant love for Krishna, which is awakened by seeing deities and reading Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting Hare Krishna offenselessly. And these things awaken the dormant love. And then Prabhupada mentions that still there are different degrees in that awakening. Prabhupada mentions if a jiva awakens his dormant love to only certain degree, he gets Vaikuntha. But if he awakens it to fullest degree, he goes to Vraja. Vraja Golok or Gokula. So that is about Krishna's... why we heard here that Yogeshwari Hrudi Vichintyam Agadha Bodhai. Yogis are trying to meditate on his lotus feet. They are doing yoga mishra bhakti and they get liberation. But that liberation is easily achieved even by the demons who are killed by Krishna. So So definitely we should know that those who are serving Krishna favorably must get something greater than what yogis are getting. Because gopis are saying kind of here that yogis are trying to keep Krishna's feet in their heart. But we give even higher position to Krishna's lotus feet. We keep them above our hearts. So that's, it's like yogis are treating respectfully Krishna by keeping their feet, Krishna's lotus feet in their heart, but gopis are keeping Krishna's lotus feet on their heart. So that's even greater, higher respect, we can say, offered by gopis to Krishna. We come to this point where gopis are praying to, requesting Krishna that you come to Vrindavan. Like, you know, there we can serve you better. The only reason that gopis want Krishna to be in Vrindavan is because they want Krishna to be most happy. And they know that Krishna is most happy in Vrindavan. And therefore, that is the only reason they want him back in Vrindavan. So they see no difference between their heart and Vrindavan. So they say, please come in our heart. They are praying, Manasi Udiyat Naha. And that is, indirectly they are saying, come to Vrindavan. Because there is no difference between the heart of gopis and Vrindavan. So if they are saying, please arise your lotus feet in our hearts, that means arise your lotus feet in Vrindavan. Because Vrindavan is our heart. Like, you know. So today we'll discuss this point. I also had this question that about the logistics of Krishna leaving Vrindavan. Because we hear that Vrindavanam parityajya padam ekam na gacchati. Right? Krishna doesn't even step one step out of Vrindavan. So how is it that he went to, there are many steps to take, you know, to go to Mathura and many more steps to go to Dwaraka. So is it that he mystically transferred from, you know, Mathura to Dwaraka, therefore he didn't have to take a step, like, you know? But that would be speculation, right? So the answer is given by Rupa Goswami and Srila Prabhupada in Laghu Bhagavatamrita. So Rupa Goswami starts with explaining that there are two types of leelas or categories of leelas, Prakata Leela and Aprakata Leela. Aprakata Leela means unmanifest pastimes of Krishna. When Krishna descends on Bhauma Vrindavan, he has two types of leelas, Prakata Leela and Aprakata Leela. Aprakata Leela is when he has wound up the pastimes. Then his leelas continue in Aprakat way, unmanifested way. But 5,000 years ago when Krishna appeared, he manifested his leelas, and even those who are not pure devotees, they could also see Krishna. Of course, they could not gain entrance into Krishna's leelas and Krishna's understanding. That is a different matter. But they could see Krishna. But after Krishna disappeared, apparently from the eyes of people, Krishna is still manifesting his unmanifest leelas in Vrindavan. Just like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is still manifesting his Sankirtan leela in Navadvip. It is mentioned that Adhyapiha Sei Leela Kare Gaura Rai. What is Kon Kon Bhagyavan Dekhi Bare Pai? One who is very eager to see Lord Chaitanya, they can see Lord Chaitanya's pastimes in Navadvip even now. We have such examples, like very, very eager means someone like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Like, you know. So when one of his friends, he came to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur saying that, we want to start a mission of an institution to propagate Lord Chaitanya's mission. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, oh, I am seeing Gaur Nita here. They are only spreading it. Like, why do you have to establish any new mission? Like, you know. So that's Bhagyavan Dekhi Bare Pai. But for others, not so Bhagyavan, they have to take shelter of scriptures to understand the manifest and unmanifest pastimes of Krishna or Lord Chaitanya. And then Rupa Goswami explains that these unmanifest pastimes go on in different dhams, in different moods. Like in Vrindavan, Krishna manifests his Vrindavan Leela as Vrindavan Krishna. In Dwaraka, he manifests his unmanifest Dwaraka pastimes with Rukmini Satyabhama and other queens in Dwaraka mood. Like that. So like that, it's continuously going on. And therefore, he quotes these two verses. Aho alam shlagyatamam yadhokulam, aho alam punyatamam madhorvanam, yadesha punsam rishabhashriyahpati, swajan mana chankramanena chanchati. He says that all glories to that kul of Yadu. Yadu can here mean the Yadus of Mathura, or it could mean the Vrajvasis. They are also called Yadus. Aho alam punyatamam madhorvanam. And Mathura is also so glorious. Why? Because Krishna took birth here. It doesn't say Krishna took birth here. Krishna is taking birth here and moving his lotus feet. So it's a present tense. Anchati is a present tense. That means still today he is doing that. In one class, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was saying, so still we can smell the fragrance of Yamuna because her waters are mixed with kumkum from Gopi's body and kumkum from Krishna's lotus feet. So, but we can only understand it at deeper level. And then he said, not deeper level physically, but deeper level by consciousness. So, so still today we can, one who is fortunate can see those pastimes. And then what about unmanifest past? What about manifest pastimes which happened 5,000 years ago? Did Krishna really leave Vrindavan? One explanation some Vaishnavas have given is that actually speaking, Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. You know, even in manifest pastimes, of course, in unmanifest pastime, there is no question of leaving Vrindavan. But in manifest pastimes, when Vasudev Krishna comes, there are two explanations. When Vasudev is carrying Krishna and he is trying to cross Yamuna, in Yamuna, the Vasudev Krishna falls in Yamuna or kind of becomes unmanifest and in stays in Mathura. And Vrindavan Krishna appears and then he is merging with the Krishna that is given birth by Mother Yashoda. Or sometimes they say it doesn't happen in Yamuna. It happens right when Vasudev reaches the house of Nanda Maharaj. And there the Vasudev Krishna merges into Vrindavan Krishna. And what about Krishna? While Krishna leaving Vrindavan, it is also explained that when Akrura is taking Krishna Balaram on chariot, he is for Gayatri, I think, or something. For Gayatri, he stops at one place. What is that place? Akrur Ghat. And he sees two sets of Krishna Balaram. One in Akrur Ghat, one on chariot, right? So they say that while leaving Vrindavan, the original Krishna Balaram of Vrindavan stay in Vrindavan, and their expansions, Vasudev Krishna and Vasudev Balaram. Vasudev Krishna and Vasudev Balaram. Both are Vasudev Nandan in Mathura. Vasudev Krishna and Vasudev Balaram. And the other hand, in Vrindavan, both are considered sons of Nanda Maharaj. Vaktram Vrajesha Tanayo, it is mentioned. Vrajesha Tanayo means both are children of Vrajesha Tanaya. Vrajesha is who is Vrajesha? Nanda Maharaj. So that is one explanation given. And but that raised many doubts in my mind, this explanation. Although it satisfies in one way, Vrindavan parityajya padam ekam na gachati, this gives some explanation to this point that Krishna doesn't step out. But then many more questions arise in mind. Then the most obvious question is, then how come Dwaraka Krishna is remembering Leelas with Gopis? Right? That is the most obvious question. If you cannot remember something that you never performed, you know, or you cannot remember somebody else's memories, you know, can I remember Nitai Chandan Prabhu's memories in childhood? No, I can only remember my memories. And I can witness, if I have seen him in childhood, then I can see my memories only of him, or my memories of he's having some memories, like, you know, or whatever. So, but I cannot experience his. So one case, and oh, but there is difference between two jivas, but Vasudev Krishna is expansion of Nandan Krishna. So that way he might be remembering, but no, that again would mean that that doesn't then satisfy the another issue, that, you know, how Nandan Krishna performs separate pastimes than Dwaraka Krishna. So how do we answer this question? So then many things becomes meaningless. This is Baldev Vidyabhushan himself says in commentary to Laghu Bhagavatamrita, that if this were the case, that Krishna really didn't take a step out of Vrindavan, even in manifest pastimes 5,000 years ago, then Dwaraka Krishna remembering gopis and Radharani and crying gopis' names in his dreams, and Rukmini Devi awakening him, what happened, whose names you are chanting, so that everything will become meaningless. Then Vrajvasis going to see Krishna in Kurukshetra would become meaningless. And gopis trying to pull Krishna, which Krishna they are pulling to Vrindavan, like, you know. Back to Vrindavan would also become meaningless. And Krishna sending, Dwaraka Krishna sending Uddhava with message of pacification to gopis would also become meaningless. So what is the reconciliation of this? So reconciliation, yes. How is Balaramji son of Nanda Maharaj? Yeah. That's another question, like, you know. So many questions are raised. So so the answer is given by Srila Rupa Goswami. He mentions that yes, in unmanifest pastime, Krishna doesn't leave Vrindavan, but in manifest pastime, Krishna does leave Vrindavan. So he has two forms. Even in manifest pastimes, in one form he stays in Vraja to satisfy those who are attached to Vrindavanam Paritajya Padam Ekam Nagachati. And in another form, Vrajendra Nandan Krishna does leave Vrindavan. For 3 months he doesn't appear to Vrajvasis. So how does he appear to Vrajvasis then? So what is the proof of this? So two verses are there. You can read Laghu Bhagavatamrita chapter 5, text number 465 onwards for more understanding of this. I will just quote two verses where he says clearly that this is Vrajendra Nandan Krishna moving out of Vrindavan in one form. Atha prakata rupena, in manifest form, Krishna yadupurim vrajet. Krishna only goes to Mathura. How does he go? Vrajesha jatvam achadya. Achadya means by covering. Vrajesha means Nanda Maharaj. Vrajesha jatvam means being sonhood of Nanda Maharaj. Covering his sonhood of Nanda Maharaj. Vrajesha jatvam achadya swam vyanjan vasudevatam. Vyanjam means manifesting or appearing like. So he appears or manifests his vasudevata. That means sonhood of Vasudev. So covering his sonhood of Nanda Maharaj, he manifests his sonhood of Vasudev. Now this makes a lot of sense. Now this is the same Krishna who is acting like Dwaraka Krishna, like, you know, because he can, like, you know. He can take many forms and he is the origin. So he can act like Dwaraka Krishna or Mathura Krishna. But inside he is Vrajendra Nandan Krishna only. And that makes sense when we hear many other pastimes like Ratha Yatra and Lord Jagannath. Is he in Dwaraka mood, in Vrindavan mood? What is he? Like, you know, every day they are chanting Gita Govinda for him. They are putting the cloth which names of Radha, Radha, Radha written on his hand on every night before he sleeps. So why is it? Because inside he is Vrajendra Nandan Krishna only. And outwardly he is manifesting as Vasudev Krishna. Like that. So in three forms, Krishna appears again to Vrajvasis. Now let's focus our attention to Vrajvasis. We discussed a lot about Krishna. Because central, the Ashray is Vrajvasis. Krishna is the Vishay. So, what about Vrajvasis? How did they deal with this situation? Jai Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Bhagavan ki, Shri Gaurang Mahaprabhu ki jai. So, it is mentioned that when Krishna left Vrindavan, in separation from Krishna, they were absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, Vrajvasis, every moment. They were just absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. It is mentioned about Nanda Maharaj that when he would go to Yamuna, he would see, here Krishna would herd his cows. And when he would go to another place, then he would say, here Krishna would play his flute. And he would become overwhelmed by thoughts of Krishna. First he wouldn't leave home because he thought that it would be too somebody is depressed, what does he do? He stays at home, finds some corner, puts his head into his hand. So Nanda Maharaj is thinking of different paraphernalia of Krishna, and he is thinking that this is how Krishna used to crawl when he was young, and this is where Krishna used to eat butter and so many things. And then that would become it used to become very overwhelming for Nanda Maharaj, and then he would leave house. If you cannot stay in one becomes too depressed, then one wants to go out, so he would go out, and again everything he sees, reminds him of Krishna. So again he comes back home helpless, inside you are miserable, outside you are miserable. So this was the situation of everybody, actually, not just Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Maiya, even so more for Yashoda Maiya and gopis. So that's so when such thing would happen, then Krishna would appear to them. Krishna is most compassionate, and compassion begins at, charity begins at home, as they say. So compassion begins at home. So Vrajvasis are his home. So how can he be compassionate to the whole world and not compassionate to Vrajvasis? So then he appears in three forms, Laghu Bhagavatamrita explains. First, Viraha Janit Visfurti. When they would, for first 3 months, after Krishna left for Mathura, for first 3 months, when the Vrajvasis would feel intense separation, suddenly virajanit visfurti, sudden appearance in the heart, in the bhav form. Visfurti is sudden manifestation of Krishna. Vishesh Sfurti of Krishna. They will find Vishesh Sfurti of Krishna, and that way they could relate to Krishna. And then 3 months later, it is mentioned that it was Klama Udreka Chetasam Preshthana Magare Sahasa Pradurbhav. That means it is called Avirbhav. So first is called Visfurti. Second is Avirbhav, means when they would intensely desire Krishna's association, Krishna will actually manifest in front of them. Tangibly manifest in front of them and do pastimes with them. This is for next, after 3 months. And then Agaman. Third is Agaman, where Krishna actually riding his chariot comes from Dwarka or comes from Kurukshetra or like that. 2-3 times he came, 2 months he stayed in Vrindavan and pleased all the gopis, all the Vrajvasis, like that. So 3 ways Krishna comes to Vrajvasis. One is Visfurti, second is Avirbhav, and third is Agaman or Agati, like that. And this leads to that very famous pastime. I would just like to discuss that, which is where Srimati Radharani and other gopis, they are visiting Kurukshetra. So, so at Kurukshetra, Radharani sees Krishna. And in that same mood, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, during Ratha Yatra, suddenly he chants this verse. यः कौमारहरः स एव हि वरत्ता एव क्षेत्रक्षपा तेजोन्मीलित मालतीसुरभया प्रौढा कदम्बानिला सा चैवाहं तथापि तत्र सुरतव्यापारलीलाविधौ रेवारोदसि वेतसि तरुतले चेतः समुत्कण्ठते. So Krishna is in front of Radharani, but still, or Jagannath is in front of Gaura and is praying this, that youthful person who stole my heart and my youth is standing before me. These are the same winds carrying the fragrance of Malati, carrying the fragrance of Unmilita Malati, Surabhaya. We say Chakshur Unmilitam, opened. So Malati flowers open, they carry the fragrance. So these are the same winds of Chaitra, because Chaitra is the season where Malati's bloom, right? Vallam Shukdi Prabhu might be knowing. So, and Kadamba blooms in Varsha. Kadamba is this Varsha flower, right? Blooming. And Sachaivaham. So atmosphere also may look like the same, like, Chaitra Kshapa, like that. But it's not the same. Why? Because it's not Reva Rodasi Vetasi Tarutale. It's not the bank of the river where we used to have pastimes. So this is actually Radharani's mood, where she is saying to her Sakhi that Priya Soyam Krishna Sahachari. Sahachari means, oh dear Gopi, who always walk with me. So you know. Kurukshetra Milita. And this Krishna we met together at Kurukshetra. But this is not, I am not feeling the same feelings for him. Sachai vaham tathaham sa radha tadidam ubhayo sangam sukam. But my mind goes to that bank of Yamuna where Krishna plays his flute. So Radharani is expressing to Krishna, tathapi amar man hare vrindavan vrindavane udaye karavo apana charan. I am the same Radharani, you are the same Krishna, but my mind is carried away or attracted by Vrindavan only. Why? Ihar lokaranya hati ghoda ratadvani. There is constant rattling of chariots and sound effects of elephants and horses, which are not correct sound effects. if some sad drama is going on and some very jubilant music is played, that's not the correct, we are saying, background music, some heavy metal rock music is going on. Then you say, what is this? Like, it's so not matching the mood, So Radharani is expressing, this is the same thing, what kind of sound is this? Taha Pushparanya, there we have flower gardens, Brunga Pika Nadashuni, and we hear the sounds of cuckoos and Brahmar, the bumblebees. Iha Rajavesha Sange Sabak Kshatriyagana. You are in attire of a king and your associates are all Kshatriyas. Taha Gopavesha Sange Murli Vadan. There you have Gopavesh and you play flute. Vraje Tomar Sange Yei Sukha Aswadan. Sei Sukha Samudre Riha Nahi Eka Karna. So frankly, let me tell you, Krishna, that what happiness I felt. So it seems like Radharani is thinking of her happiness. But we should think, what is Radharani's happiness actually? Radharani's happiness is Krishna's happiness. Whatever is Krishna's happiness, that is Radharani's happiness. So, in one class, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was explaining, in Janmashtami class, that Radharani knows what pleases Krishna better than what even Krishna knows. So, even she knows better what pleases Krishna. Like that. So Krishna didn't know that actually Vrindavan is where he needs to stay. So he went away. But Radharani knows where he is most pleased. So, Amalaya Puna Lila Kara Vrindavane Tabi Amara Mano Mancha Hayata Purane. So again, come to Vrindavan and please fulfill my desire. And then she says this verse, which we discussed today. ahuschate nalina naapa padaramindam. This is spoken by Gauranga Mahaprabhu, but in the mood of Radharani. Yogeshware rudi vichinte magad bodhai. Samsar kupa patito taranavalambam geham jusham api manasi udiyat sadana. Why in mind she is praying that please awaken your lotus feet in my mind? Why? Because she says that annera rudayaman mora man vrindavan manavane eka kari jani. For others, their mind and heart are the same, but for me, my mind, heart is everything is Vrindavan only. Tahar tomar padadvay karaha yadi udaye tabe tomar purna krupamani. So please awaken your lotus feet or manifest your lotus feet in Vrindavan. That is as good as manifesting your lotus feet in my heart. Like, you know. And then she is saying, she is kind of chastising Krishna for sending Uddhava with some yogi message or gyani message. You know, meditate me everywhere, I will be always with you. Like, you know. So then Radharani is saying, are you kidding us? Like, you know, by this kind of talk, like, you know. So she is saying that all others, yogis, they want, with force, they want to meditate on your lotus feet. But we, on the other hand, even if you want to forget you, we cannot forget. You know. So what's our only request is that we are not caring about our bodies. Deha smriti nahi yaar samsar kupa kahan thar. If there is fire, that kind of problem is there, then that kind of solution is there. For yogis, they are always thinking about, oh, samsara dukkha, you know, how they are tormented by the fire of samsara, and therefore they are meditating your lotus feet in their hearts. But for us, there is some other kind of fire. What is that fire? This fire is that of separation. They say lust. They say that kama viraha samudra jale. We are drowning in the ocean of beautiful point here. Radharani is saying, yogis, for the word is used kupa. Samsara kupa means a small well. So yogis are drowning in small well of samsara. But we are drowning in big ocean of lust, which is love actually. We'll come to that point. So our need is more desperate. So you are appearing in yogi's heart. So why not appear, you know, you are most compassionate. Why don't you come in our heart? Like, you know, our need is more. So if there is some fire brigade alarm and, you know, some small hut is on fire where nobody is inside, and at another place, a big building where 100 floors and thousands of residents are staying, and it is on fire. So if you are a firefighter, which fire will you quench first? You will say, okay, that hurt, nobody is living inside. Even if it burns, that doesn't cost any damage, like, you know. But you will save that thing first. So this is more emergency, Radharani is saying. Coming to Vrindavan is your emergency. So then she is saying, Vrindavana Govardhana Yamuna Pulina Vana Sei Kunje Rasa Dikalila Sei Vraja Vraja Jana Mata Pita Bandugana Bada Chitra Kemane Pasarila. He said, have you forgotten all our leelas in Vrindavan, Govardhan, the Nikunja Leela, the Ras Leela? And she says, okay, you know, you might have forgotten. But what about your mother and father? Have you forgotten them? Mata Pita Bandugan. And then she says that Nagani Apana Dukha, Dekhi Vrajeshwari Mukha, Vraja Janer Hrudaya Vidare. Okay, I don't consider my own unhappiness. What about Vrajeshwari? That is Yashoda Maiya. She is only living on chas and roti. Still, when Krishna leaves out of Vrindavan, she lives only on chas and roti. That's little chas and little roti, just like the Raghunath Das Goswami used to live, you know, that way. So then she says that tomaraye anya vesha anya sanga anya desha rajajane kabu nai bhai. What is this new attire, like, you know? New attire, new association, new place, you know. She says that vrajabhumi chhadite nare. But if you say you come to Vrindavan, no, vrajabhumi chhadite nare. We cannot leave Vrindavan. And Tomana dekhele mare. But if you don't see you, then what happens? It's a death for us. So Vrajajaner ki habe upai. What is the solution? You only tell us. And then she is praying that, so you please come to Vrindavan. And then Krishna says something very, very beautiful. He says that, so now hear Radharani, my true words. And he says that, Vrajavasi jata jana mata pita bandugana sabha hai mora prana sama. Actually, all Vrajavasis, my mata pita bandugana, all are my my own very life air, my very life. Taramade gopi gana sakshat mora jivan. In that also, the gopis are directly my life and soul. And tumi mora jivan era jivan. You are life of my life of my life, you know, he's saying. So then Krishna says that I am completely controlled by all of your love. And just to save all of your lives, so this is the point where Krishna says that I always come to Vrindavan from Dwarka. Rakhite tomara jivana sevi ami narayana tara shakte asi niti niti. Tomasane krida kari niti ai yadupuri taha tumi manaha morasfurti. Just to save your life, I am every day worshipping Narayana. So Krishna also doesn't think he is Supreme Lord in Vrajavasi. He thinks this, oh, I have to worship Narayana to, you know, protect Vrajavasi. Although he is the source of Narayana. Narayanonga. Nahi sarva, Narayanastam nahi sarva dehinam. Atmasi. Brahmaji prayas. Tara shakti asi niti niti. So Narayana has somehow empowered me so that I can, invisible to others, I can come to Vrindavan every day. Niti niti. Niti niti means daily. Tomasane krida kari. And I have pastimes with all of you. Niti ai yadupuri. And after completing pastimes, I come back to Dwarka. Taha tumi manaha mora sfurti. And that you consider that, oh, it is my sfurti. Gopis think that, oh, maybe it was a dream or something, or some sfurti of Krishna. But no, it's actually me who is coming, he is saying, you know, from Dwarka every day and coming back. I am commuting especially for you, like, you know, like that. So we see in Gaur Leela also similar thing. You know, Shachi Devi is offering bhoga to the Lord, and she is thinking that, oh, eita nimayara priya vyanjan. Oh, these all things, this sandesh, this dahi, this everything is all are favorites of Nimai, like that. And then Gauranga Nimai would appear there, eat everything, and then go back to Puri in a sannyas form, like, you know. So, and Shachi Devi would think, oh, what happened, like, you know, how did the bhoga disappear, like, you know. So then he says that now, yes, and then he promises that now, once I take care of these demons, prakateha aniba satvare. I will come, actually, like, you consider that as my sfurti, like we saw that visfurti, avirbhav and agati, agaman or agati. So he is explaining that I appeared as avirbhav, but now I will, by mercy of Narayan, I could appear as avirbhav in front of you, but now I will come as agaman, like, you know, with agaman is also described that when one comes, when Krishna comes on chariot, you know, it is called agaman. And then he says to Radharani, which completely pacifies her heart, saying that mai bhaktir hi bhutanam amrutatvaya kalpate dishtya yadasin matsneho bhavatinam madapana. He says that if you have attachment to me, bhakti towards me, amrutatva means it will definitely give you my association. So dishtya yadasin matsneho bhavatinam madapana. So by great fortune you achieved this affection for me. So this is about mainly about today's verse here. I would just like in 5 minutes, just more about this verse, where last line she says that geham jusham api manasi udiyat sadanaha. So gopis never think that we are greater than Lakshmi Devi. Actually, we should know that they are greater than Lakshmi because they are origin of Lakshmi. But gopis think that we are small, simple cowherd girls. Therefore, even Radharani doesn't think that she is the supreme Ladini potency of Supreme Lord Krishna. She thinks that I am just a village girl who is somehow trying to please this boy called Krishna. And she says, she thinks that, oh, Krishna is happy by seeing my youthful form. And she thinks that, she doesn't think, she is Nitya Kishori, always eternally fresh youth. But she thinks that, oh, someday, how long this youth will stay? Maybe 3-4 days. You know, as long as this youth is fresh, let me please Krishna. So that desperation, I think this is in Bhajan Rahasya. Material world is a plane of exploitation, means bhukti and mukti. Desire for liberation is also called plane of exploitation. And desire for bhukti is sense gratification, that is plane of exploitation. Above that is plane of dedication, which is Vaikuntha Loka, where every devotee, every single person is just dedicated to service of Lord Narayan. And above that is Vraj Lok, plane of desperation. Like, you know, it's dedication plus desperation. Like, you know, that Yashodamaya doesn't think that Krishna is her eternal son, or she is eternally the mother of Krishna. She thinks that, oh, I don't know how long I will be able to serve Krishna. Like, you know, so as long as he is there, let me put my 100%, you know, every day, every moment. So that is how the Vrajvasis serve Krishna. They play very low-key, although they are the most exalted. And and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared just to distribute their love and their mood by inaugurating this congregational chanting of Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Narottam Das Thakur says that simply by chanting and dancing with this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you will attain the supreme perfection of going to Golok. Why? Because Golok era Premadhan, Harinam Sankirtan. And he says that, don't have any doubt about this. He says, simply by doing it, you will get it. With all obeisances to Narottam Das Thakur, we can pray that we can take shelter of Harinam Sankirtan and Vrajvasis. And Raghunath Das Goswami says that our spiritual master is the top-notch Vrajvasi. We should consider our acharyas as the top-notch Vrajvasis, the Nitya Vrajvasis. We respect all Vrajvasis, but in Vrajvasis also, there are different levels. Just like in Sakhas, there are Surut Sakhas, there are Prana Sakhas, there are Prana Priya Sakhas. So we should consider the Acharya Parampara as the most intimate associates of Radharani. Rupa Manjari is most intimate associate of Radharani. Therefore, Rupa Goswami is most intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And somehow, we are having the great fortune of understanding their teachings and trying to implement their teachings in our lives. Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Shri Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Bhagwan ki jai. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari. Shri La Prabhupada ki jai. Anand Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai.